Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, this is Mike O'Mara, and this episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. With Hulu Plus, you get total control to watch thousands of shows wherever you want, whenever you want. Binge on full seasons and watch your favorite current shows like Community, South Park, Saturday Night Live, and more. Right now, my listeners can get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus by going to HuluPlus.com/Mike. That's HuluPlus.com/Mike.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Breaking news, Oscar.
Yes?
Do you even know who Jimmy Hoffa is?
I do.
Teamster guy, right?
Made great subs.
Federal? What? No, different guy. Federal and local authorities on Monday were digging up a field north of Detroit to search for the remains of missing Teamster's boss, Jimmy Hoffa. Local news footage showed crews of hard hats and a backhoe toiling at a vacant field in Oakland Township, some 45 miles north of Motor City.
Rob.
My, yes?
That's the phone.
Should I get it?
Please.
Hello?
You're not going to find him.
Whoa.
You're not going to find him. You're
hi, Tony.
Hi, Rob.
How are you?
I'm great. I've never been better.
How come?
It's just funny. What,
it's funny?
I had the call. I love your show. I listen every single day. I listen to all the shows on the Ball Radio Network.
All of them?
Yes.
Mr. Soprano.
Take up a lot of your day, then.
Oh, sure does.
Yeah, a lot of shows.
Yeah, before I know it, you know, I plug into have my little player. And I unplug it, and the day's gone.
Now, do you have an iPod?
I have an iPod. I have several iPods.
Do you have
matter of fact, you might say I've got a trunk full of iPods that you could have.
Slightly damaged. Do you have any Zunes?
I've got Zunes. I got the new Galaxies. I've got a trunk full of Galaxies.
Let me introduce you. This is, of course, from The Sopranos. Tony Soprano is with us.
Howdy-dowdy-do.
And you're very excited about the breaking Detroit news finding James Hoffa. We're going to find him.
Yeah, keep searching.
We're going to find him.
Oh, sure you are.
Yeah.
I remember as a child, Mr. Soprano, that...
Hello, Oscar.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Oscar.
Oscar Santana.
I remember watching the news as a young lad, and a young Geraldo Rivera was outside of Jimmy Hoffa's tomb.
It was Al Capone.
Oh, the other guy.
It was Al Capone.
And what about, there was also the safe in the Andrea Doria.
Yeah, you know, it's the same type of thing. You know, they found, what they found yesterday, they dug all day long on Monday, and they found concrete.
Hey, we got concrete.
Ooh, look, we discovered the driveway. They're not going to find him.
He's under there.
Look, I don't want to go into great details.
Okay.
But I'll tell you exactly how this thing works.
How it what?
How it works.
Okay.
The way it works is you're not going to find the body if there's nobody to find.
Oh, I understand.
Oh.
Ood Chipper way?
Yeah, no, I can't reveal my secrets.
Mr. Soprano.
I'm way.
What's
hello?
Could you explain to the layperson what a Teamster is?
A Teamster is a union member.
What are we describing?
The Teamsters are union members that work in a union.
Okay.
I don't know. I just go down to the job site and I sit in an easy chair all afternoon. I say, I'm working.
Where are you now?
I'm at an undisclosed location.
Are you at the pork store?
I am not at the pork store. I'm not at Satriani's.
I didn't know.
At Satriani's. Come on. You want to tell the FBI where I am?
Are you by yourself?
Let's just say.
Yes.
I'm at a rec room.
Okay.
I'm in a rec room.
Are you by yourself?
I am not.
Mm. Is there someone there is that Nancy boy with you?
No, the Nancy boy is not. What do you mean the Nancy boy?
James Gandolfini.
He's always here. God, every time you talk to me, you want to talk to
him. I want to just say hi.
Oscar, do you want to talk to James Gandolfini?
No,
also?
I want to talk to Tony Soprano.
Attaboy!
Yeah.
Attaboy.
Tony, rude not to say hi.
All right, I'll let him say hi in a minute. What do you want, Oscar?
There's an urban legend out there that you don't go anywhere within a 5 feet diameter that doesn't have cold cuts just laying around you. Cold cut meats.
I like the good salamis.
Yes.
That come from Italy.
I know what you like.
Yeah.
Gabagool.
I love gabagool. There's nothing like gabagool. You know? Then there's some people I know that like foie gras.
You don't like that?
And sweetbreads and all these other delicious foods.
What did Hoffa like?
Hoffa? He liked diner food right before he got it in the head.
That's right. They spotted him at a diner.
You watched the Jack Nicholson movie, right?
Yes, of course.
Then they drove him onto a truck. Bye-bye.
We going to find him?
Not a chance.
What type of cheese do you like?
I like prosciutto.
Yeah?
No, that's ham. I like provolone.
Provolone.
Provolone. Yeah. I like that. I like mozzarella.
Gouda?
I like gouda.
How about Kraft singles?
Yeah. If it's
in a pinch?
I love white bread. With mustard.
With what?
With mustard.
Let me talk to James.
All right. You want to talk to James? James, they want to talk to you.
He's got to walk through the cold cuts.
Hello.
Hi, is this James Gandolfini?
You're speaking.
Hi, it's Rob Spiewak along with Oscar Santana.
How are you, Rob?
I was wondering.
good to be with you. Man.
Do you think they're going
to... How are things on the broadcast?
They're doing very well.
I'm delighted to hear that.
We miss you.
We miss you as well.
And I'll keep this brief.
We are very pleased to be on your program. We are always happy to speak with radio performers.
How is it with him?
Oh, he's just... Well, can I tell you this?
Yes.
Sure.
Hold on. He's on the other side of the room now.
Where are you?
I'm in an undisclosed location.
So he can't tell us either.
No.
He's offensive.
Really? Yeah. Is he a brute?
No, it's not that kind of offensive. He smells offensive.
Oh, no bathing.
He smells offensive.
Does he wear cologne?
It is not. It's not a smell that I can really identify. It smells to me like...
Gunpowder?
No, it smells like a musky kind of a sexual smell.
Really?
And it's not attractive.
You don't
it's
like it. No.
Well, the air circulation is not very effective down
compromised.
Here in our undisclosed location.
I understand.
In the witness protection program.
Hey, hey.
Oh, he's coming. He's coming.
Too much.
Shh. Give me the microphone. A-hole. I don't smell offensive. I heard everything you said. Go back in your corner. So getting back to Hoffa.
Yeah, are we going to find him?
They're not going to find him.
Does it have to do with decomposition?
That might have a little something to do with it.
But you said no wood chipper.
Okay, what do you have? I'll give you a clue, all right?
Okay.
I'll give you one little clue, and then I got to run, because I got to take Nancy Boy out for his pedicure.
Very busy, are you?
So let me just say, what do you have on a chessboard?
Mm.
What do you move on a chess? They are chess
pieces.
Pieces. That's right. He ain't going to be found.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Good evening, 007.
My name is James Bond. And members of your curious profession are few in number. You have been recognized. Let's say by one of your opposite numbers, who is also licensed to kill. Oh, that interesting car of yours. I too have a new toy, but considerably more practical. You are looking at an industrial laser, which emits an extraordinary light. Not to be found in nature. It can project a spot on the moon. Or at closer range, cut through solid metal. I will show you. This is gold, Mr. Bond.
I think you've made your point, Goldfinger. Thank you for the demonstration.
Choose your next witticism carefully, Mr. Bond. It may be your last. The purpose of our two previous encounters is now very clear to me. I do not intend to be distracted by another. Good night, Mr. Bond.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. There is nothing you can talk to me about that I don't already know.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from Studio 1K in the Pfeifferplex Broadcast Center. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded worldwide 18 million times, and we are powered by Encore Insurance. We are at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KC Ja Ja in Iowa.
I've listened to them since 1000 Basa.
Basa. Yes, sirree. Today's show is brought to you by our friends at Score Big. You want to go to a baseball game, but you don't want to break the bank. You need to go to scorebig.com. You can save up to 60% on great seats. That is 60%. I am not exaggerating.
Are you not exaggerating?
I am not exaggerating at all. Every ticket.
You are truth man.
At scorebig.com. Give me a little more game, Rob. It seems to be going. There we go. Every ticket at scorebig.com is below box office prices, and there are never any fees ever. A lot of times when you go to these sources to get your tickets, you'll say, hey, that's an okay price, not a great price, but I'll do it anyway. And then by the time you check out, you say to yourself, oh my God, what is that? And it's completely a manufactured fee that they use just to bilk you out of your hard-earned cash.
They call it a convenience charge, which I do not find convenient at all.
And everyone does it except for ScoreBig, and we are delighted to have them associated with us. Every major league team is available, and ScoreBig also has tickets to great concerts, family events. NFL tickets are available right now.
Wait a second. When are they available?
Right now.
Thank you.
Here is an exclusive offer for TMOS listeners. Go to scorebig.com, click on the radio button, and enter our code TMOS, and ScoreBig will take an additional $15 off your first purchase. Great seats, below box office, $15 off with your TMOS code. ScoreBig.com, the smart way to have fun.
You know who could afford to buy tickets there? This guy, because here is your stupid $50 because you couldn't keep it in your pants and had to drink.
Yeah. Oscar Santana wins again.
Yeah, I know. I
thirsty.
I wanted to drink last night too, but
you might as well. I've already paid it off. Drink for the rest of your life.
Rob, no. I usually wouldn't take your money because I'm not that type of guy.
Liar.
But I know it pains you so much.
Oh, it hurts.
That I have to take it. When you asked your wife for the $50 bill.
She doesn't know.
Oh, wow.
What I might have done, is got cash back at Costco yesterday. And I said to Mauricio, I said, can I get cash back on this transaction? He said, how much? I said, $50 or something.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Did you use the other $50 to bribe that gondolier you got that shirt from?
That's funny.
You should be. You like,
maybe, can you see clearly with that years and years of drinking that cost me my $50, or is it bleary? Do you see the stripe sharply?
Where did you acquire that shirt?
I bought it just recently at a men's store.
What were you thinking?
I love it. This is a gutsy fashion choice.
You look like you should be at the Venetian in Las Vegas, Nevada, going, oh, sorry.
You also look like you should be at the Venetian at the bar trying to settle up.
Yes, I did drink.
So I'm bitter. I'm a little bitter. And you know what?
Yes.
Fie on me.
Fie on you.
Because you know what? That's not the kind of judgment I normally make. I would normally be on the other side of that.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, the bet was that Mike wouldn't drink till Labor Day.
Yeah, he had a night.
Yes.
And he said he would never drink again.
It was.
And then we had a good laugh.
Yeah.
And then Oscar said he will drink again. And I said, I agree, but not until Labor Day.
Well, I went to the bike trip with my friend Jimmy. I'll tell you about the phase two of that in
and also in my own defense, because it's really a stupid bet I made. Right. There was no bike trip planned.
That's
when I
true.
Made the bet.
Yes.
So that was a wrinkle that came
but
later.
But the X factor is Mike's liver.
That's true.
I was away from loved ones. And so because I was away from loved ones, I felt it was okay to experiment again with alcohol.
Mike, I think you were perhaps with the one who loves you most.
Yes, I was. I was with my pal Jimmy.
Did Jimmy Cerrito say, I don't know if you should drink?
No.
No, I don't think those words have ever come out of his
mouth. Jimmy and I really, we talk about one another and we judge each other as far as we analyze each other, but we really don't, lay anything heavy on each other. Right. We let each other be each other.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You accept each other for who you each are.
What?
Who you each are.
That's it. We live and let live.
Mike, there is a season. Turn.
That is how. You know, one of the things I wasn't going to talk about, Jimmy and I had a very, very heavy trip down from Laconia when we had the U-Haul. We just got into some really deep stuff. We love communicating with
each
other.
I was wondering what your vision of hell is.
What do you think about Prism?
It was very heavy. It was really
what
open.
About purgatory? Purgatory.
Is there a God?
Do you think I can make better sauce?
Where do we go when we die?
Jesus is from Buffalo. And he's covered in wing sauce.
Nope. More wing sauce on God.
So anyway, it's, So I did drink and you paid the bet off.
And you know what? I don't see that as anything except me being stupid.
Now, I always mention on the show that we have P.O. Box 3 in Manassas. Where's the, what's the zip? I always forget.
The zip code.
The zip code is on that envelope that I gave you. It's on your computer.
All right, hold on a second.
You see your computer?
All right, it's 20100.
9?
Hmm.
Is that right? That doesn't
that
seem
doesn't
right.
sound right.
I that doesn't it. Sound
is,
right.
Could it be 20101?
I think it's 20108.
Ooh. 8 could be 8.
I'll find out for you. How's that?
Flying around here, but it's Box 3, Manassas, Virginia. So if you get that part, it'll get to where it's supposed to go. It's Box 3, Manassas, Virginia. And don't we have any other correspondence over there, Rob?
We do, but I'm saving it for... Normally the mailbag is, of course...
No, I'm talking about with the address on it.
Oh, I threw it all away. The envelopes. I saved the correspondence. There you go.
You like the thin to herd, Mike.
Here it is. Mike O'Mara Show, Box 3, Manassas, Virginia, 20108.
8 is the number we're looking for.
That's
8.
That's what I thought it was. And we have two wonderful gifts that were sent through the mail. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Because I would like you to start.
Mine is terrific. I think we'll give you the really great gift and then something that's a little questionable that was sent to Oscar.
As a matter of fact, I filter the mail, and when I saw this, I said, this must be addressed today. This is one of the greatest things I've seen mailed in a long time.
This is very, very cool for
thoughtful
me.
And nice.
I tell a story that when I was a young man, a kid, a baby, I had collected baseball and football cards, and my football card collection was missing one key element, and it was my Homer Jones football card.
Right.
And Chad Ram, on the school bus, ripped it up right in front of me, and I chased him into his yard, and I beat him up in front of his mother.
Now, tell us who Homer Jones, who he played for in his era.
Homer Jones played for the New York Giants. Homer started off in 1966 just as he runs like lightning.
Wow.
It didn't say lightning. It said lightning.
Of course it did.
He drew double coverage early but still grabbed 48 aerials tops for... This is such an old card.
That card looks like Honus Wagner's card.
It's awesome.
It's beautiful and in beautiful shape, too.
This is 1966.
The way you can tell is look at the stats and add 1 year because the stats are always 1 year behind.
Is it Topps, Fleer, Donruss?
Got to be a Topps at that era.
It doesn't say that. It doesn't say Topps or anything on it, Rob. It's a very unique card.
Did you know the original baseball cards were in packs of cigarettes?
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And then they did gum.
Okay, but it doesn't say anything. It doesn't have any brand name on it at all. Okay. New York Giants, and he's an end for the New York Giants, age 26, college, Texas, years pro 4, height 6'2", 205. And there it is. And it's my Homer Jones football card.
Who sent it to you?
And it was sent to us by a gentleman named Matt, and he writes, have a piece of your childhood back on me. F Chad Ram, that rat bastard. Thanks for all you do. And that comes from Matt. And there's my Homer Jones football card right there.
His full name is on the envelope. I think he deserves a full name shout.
He's a two-name person. Matt Dodd?
Matt
or Todd?
Todd.
Well, if you can't write it, I can't read it, okay?
Well, okay.
And here, take a look at that. Whoa. That's Matt Todd.
I know it to be Matt Todd.
Matt Todd, okay.
Good listener from local.
Matt Todd writes F. Chad Ram.
I love that.
No hurt feelings if you throw it away. I'm not going to throw it away, Matt. This is fantastic. I love this. I'm going to keep this
next to me. Just make sure you don't take it on the school bus.
Because Chad Ram will rip it up.
Oh, don't let little Mikey take it on the school bus.
Oh, chew on it.
And really, this doesn't appear to be, is this a photograph or is it almost looks like a painting?
What they did, I think, is the weird color screening for cards back then made them look like paintings.
So there it is.
That
I'll show it to you
cool.
one more time. My Homer Jones football card.
You put it up on the mantle.
And that is very, very cool. I really like that. And
your day.
The day he ripped it up, I never saw it again. So that's the first time I've actually seen a completed Homer Jones football
the
card.
The sun is shining on Mike O'Mara.
Oh, yeah, Rob. I'm feeling that. I'm getting a tan. It's so incredible in here.
Don't get burned.
It's terrific. Now, you also received some mail yesterday.
Yes, this, really an anonymous gift from Las Vegas.
A what?
An anonymous gift.
There you go. Thank
from
you.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And I will open it now for you.
All right.
Oh, it's cool. Sin City, Mike.
Anonymous from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah. They ordered it through Amazon on the MikeOMaraShow.com.
The best gifts come from
Amazon.
Las Vegas.
I'm going to let Rob handle this.
I think you can handle that.
Here you go.
Wow, thanks.
It's a dildo.
It is, and it's Tyler Knight's Futurotic, which I guess is a combination of futuristic and erotic, and then there's a word that I don't care to say.
Yeah, so we'll take all kinds of gifts.
Sure.
Is this African-American porn actor?
This is a gentleman, yes, an African-American gentleman.
Really?
Yes, and he's packing. I think
what is the other bottle that seems to be?
This is 8 inches. The bottle that's in there right now, I think, is something that blows it up or vibrates it, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, like
it's a remote control.
Oh, of course.
It is a remote control.
Oh, but not a wire. Yes. It's not Bluetooth.
It's kind of hard to look at, Mike, because it's very graphic, to be honest with you.
It's wired.
Send it over here.
I can't help but read it.
Hey, Mr. Bloom.
Pony, give me that.
Yeah, Hey, it features his famous curve.
He must
be a baseball player.
All right. Yeah, there we go. Wow.
So,
look at that.
Someone out there was kind enough to send me a gift. Thank you very much.
You know, Mike.
Oh, you're taking it out?
Yeah.
No.
Well, now we'll never be able to return
now
it.
Now no one's going to use it.
Wow. Wow, look at that.
Oh, my God. You know, can you please put that down? It's a family show.
You know what? This reminds me, Mike, of when I first started interning for you many years ago.
Yes.
And a similar item was sent to the station. And this was before we had to sign off on being appropriate.
Packages?
Yeah. And no, I mean, like, you know, being appropriate as far as, like, sexist and racist and all stuff like that. And eventually we'd have to sign documents that says we would be politically correct.
Before political correctness.
I have a question about this.
Yes.
Right here?
Oh, Mike, every question.
Do you think that's, like, where he hasn't shaved?
Oh, like stubble?
I don't know. You've got
it's lifelike.
You've got a much closer look than I.
Does that remind you of your morning show days at the Edge?
What does that even mean?
What is that, a Kirk McEwen joke?
It's a black man. He should be proud if he's packing like that.
Hey, if Kirk was packing like this, he'd be a very happy guy.
Yeah.
Kirk and I never got into that.
I'm surprised.
In the year we worked together, I'm surprised we didn't talk about that.
But at one point, we had one of those laying around, and Mike undid his fly and let it hang out of his pants.
Yes, I did.
And walked into the sales area and said, "Hello, ladies."
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But it was comically oversized.
Pre-PC.
It's back before the days of,
signing the documents. Yeah.
We had to, at CBS, we had to sit down and watch an actual video about sexual harassment, and this is before that happened.
I'm not going to take it anymore.
And I remember not only did some of the ladies actually laugh, but some of the ladies actually touched.
That's right.
Yes.
I remember one.
It was a great time. It was good. It was the good old days.
So much fun.
I remember one particular lady saw it, Mike, and declined one of your expense reports.
But she enjoyed it.
So
she
just walked in there with this in your pants.
Hanging out of his pants.
You gotta remember.
It was a different time.
But it wasn't the swinging 60s.
God, it was funny though. Oh, Lord.
This was early 90s?
It was really funny.
I was just walking down the hallway and I go, is there something wrong? And people had tears in their eyes because it was hysterical.
Clearly.
I had it really well positioned.
Hello, ladies.
Yeah. I said, hello, ladies. How are you today?
Yes.
And
our
just
sales up.
So congratulations on you. Nobody claimed it.
Nobody claimed it.
No. And it's futurotic.
I look for a note.
Tyler,
even a love note.
Tyler Knight's future.
Yeah.
Futurotic C.
Which I think is a combination of futuristic and erotic.
Vibrating C with Tyler's famous curve.
Mm-hmm.
New futurotic material.
8 inches, Mike.
An actual cast of Tyler Knight. Oh, that kind of creeps me out now that I've touched it. Hand painted.
Thanks, Michelangelo.
How'd you like to have that job?
That's really not good.
How was work today, honey? Oh, man, I tell you, I got some paint on my
So many C's to paint.
Yeah, we went into the supply closet. We're out of purple again.
It has a suction cup. It is over 7 inches and multi-speed vibration lifelike feel.
Now, you've already had 2 yard sales, Mike. Are there any chances you're going to have another yard sale?
You know,
do you think Tyler works on, let's say, the Las Vegas PD and knocks doors down for them?
No, like, I think he's not working on it.
Yeah, he's a batting ram. Like, he walks in there, knocks them down, and the police take care of business.
The way I understand the industry is that guys like this is bank for these people. They make tremendous amounts of money.
Oh, it's like when a band goes on tour.
They're probably more money made by the women that do their casts of their private parts.
Can you please
parts?
Put that down? You're better than that. All right,
you know what I think
much.
We should do is let's have
Thank
a
you.
Moment. Is our intern here today? Is Josh
No,
here?
no. He's working from home today.
Because we should have that packed up and put in a safe place, because if we ever do another show that features giveaways, I think that would be a tremendous
mystery
giveaway.
Gift.
Yes.
I don't know. We'll take it to the live show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If we ever do another live show.
We'll save it. Pony, put that in a safe place.
Pass it up nice.
Put it back in its hermetic sealing.
We will save it, and we will take it to a special place until it is debuted for some sort of tomfoolery and hijinks at the live show.
Do you have room in your nightstand?
I do not.
Okay, maybe the attic, then.
I could show it to Mrs. O'Mara, see if
don't
she's
do it.
Intrigued
no.
at all
Why would
by
you
that.
Do that?
No. Yeah, because I'm a giver.
Oh, you are.
I am not
you
a taker.
Are,
yeah. But anyway.
It is hand-painted.
I have to.
High class, baby.
Only the best for you, dear.
It takes me out of the show. Getting back to our trip, because I said I was going to finish up. When we last checked in with Laconia, New Hampshire, ladies and gentlemen, I was in the middle of renting a U-Haul with Jimmy Cerrito, because we had determined that we were biker candy asses. We were wimps. We weren't going to do it. But we looked at the forecast, and the entire eastern seaboard was going to be torrential rain the entire day on Thursday. And I looked at Jimmy and I said, Jimmy, we've got to do 9 hours on the motorcycles. I can't do it, and I know you can't do it. He agreed with me. We were both.
Of course, he'd already done 9 hours on a shredded tire.
It was terrible. It was, and we really decided at that point that we noodled it through. We sat there on Wednesday morning, and we were really agonizing over the solution. Can we go north? Can we go south? Are there ways that it'll be like only 2-3 hours of rain,
yeah,
and we can get out of it? And then but no, there was no way. They were saying that, say, Hartford, Connecticut, for example, which, sure, is the southern route to get to where we're going to go. They were saying the forecast called for 90 to 100% chance of rain on Thursday. So that's all day Thursday, and a 60% chance of rain on Friday, which meant there was no getting around it. Then the amount of square mileage that we checked on the map to see if we could avoid this thing went as far north as Albany, New York, and as far south as New York City. And there was no avoiding it.
You would have been adding hours to your trip.
It was really... Well, there were, the nice thing about going to this particular place, Bike Week, in Rainconia, New Hampshire.
Yeah, New Hampshire.
Is that you have several routes. You have different routes that you can take. You can take the northern route, or you can actually go down south through New York City, and you can do it that way. And we just, I'm going to sneeze.
He's allergic to dildos.
I have been sneezing all morning long.
Really?
I have no idea what's causing
the air
this.
The air is horrible.
We live in a swamp. It's disastrous. But anyway, getting back to it, I actually looked at the New York route. No, I looked at the mid-state Connecticut route going through by OCC Choppers.
And that's the way you went up.
That's the way we went up. No, that looked sucky too. Then I looked northern, going through Vermont and coming out right around New York outside of Massachusetts. On the northern side of Massachusetts, that was a no-go. Finally, Jimmy came up with the idea. He said, how about we just see if there's a U-Haul available? We put the bikes in a U-Haul.
Do you think that you prefer the fact that you can lay out the trip like this as opposed to just sort of rolling the dice and guessing the elements? Because, 10 years ago, you wouldn't have been able to do that.
No, there's not a chance. You would be on the road, and then you would be swamped, and you wouldn't know what to do. Here's it. There are people, and there were people that we even bumped into on the road, people that were not Harley riders. There was this couple, a man and a woman. I think they were riding Kawasaki's. I hate to say this.
That's so right.
Kawasaki.
Chinese.
But, we're sitting there at
Japanese,
a rest stop.
Sorry.
We're sitting in a rest stop in Connecticut, and they come in soaking wet, and I felt like such a total wuss because I was like, yeah, it's been tough out there. Yeah, but as long as you prepare. And she kind of looks at me just going, And
but it's it's not even a matter of preparation. It's safety.
It is safety, and I'm not an experienced enough rider.
We need you, Mike.
Where I want to be next to a tractor trailer when it's raining 3 inches an hour,
right?
And it's coming down like that. So we make the determination that we are the solution. Is call the U-Haul place.
Okay.
There is one close to Laconia. They have a U-Haul available. It's a U-Haul that accommodates two motorcycles.
How big? Mid-size?
14 feet.
Okay.
Beautiful.
14 feet.
A lot of room
just,
for mistakes.
Just enough.
AM radio.
Oh, it was bare bones.
I bet.
It was bare bones. It's been a long time since I've rented
was
a U-Haul.
Was it Manuel transmission?
No, it was not.
It was automatic.
It was automatic, but had the old roll-up windows, which I haven't seen in a while.
Wow.
You don't see those very often.
No, those have gone the way of the phone booth.
So we ventured over to, the plan was on Thursday morning, we were going to venture to the U-Haul dealership at 8 o'clock in the morning and get an early start, and it really didn't work out quite that well. Hallelujah. The pussies travel from Laconia. More coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our good friends at Weight Not. They tell you again and again and again, healthy weight loss just got more affordable. There is a range of Weight Not programs to fit most any budget. Thank you for letting us know about your success stories. Weight Not plans now start as low as $5 a day.
I got a letter from a guy. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to take a breath. He, in the first week, lost 17 pounds.
Yeah, you can do that.
And you can do that. Healthy.
Yes,
easy.
You can.
Starting at $5 a day, that's about the cost of a gym membership, and you can accelerate your weight loss based on the pace you like and your budget. With Weight Not, you'll eat the real natural foods you can find in any grocery store. No packaged meals, no meal replacements, no prescriptions, no stimulants, nothing artificial. It's the safe way to lose weight and keep it off. Weight Not has helped thousands of people. Read the success stories and the Weight Not Not Facebook page. To find out more, visit WaitNot.com. Wait Not, show us what you're made of, people.
You don't have to weigh as much as a U-Haul truck anymore.
Well, so we get to the U-Haul dealership. It's a little town called, I think it was Guilford. Guilford, New Hampshire.
So G-I-L-F-O-R-D.
Guilford.
Right. Beautiful place. I've read a lot about it.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's Thursday morning and it's starting to cloud up a little bit. We know that the rain is coming a little bit later up there. And we go in and.
How is your mood? Because you know that vacation is closer to being over than the beginning. And it's really not how you planned it.
I am pleased that we have found a solution to our problem.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, yes. The disappointment happened earlier when we really got up there and went, Jesus Christ.
This place is beat.
Is it ever going to do anything?
And drug parlance.
It just was, look, we ain't going back. Let me put it to you that way.
Yeah.
But you've been there once.
We're never going back.
Never again.
No, we would not do that. It was a big, huge bowl of semi-okay.
All right.
That's all it was. But so when I got to the U-Haul place with Jimmy, we're just like, let's get this done. There's a little nervousness because when you're taking 750 pounds of motorcycle and offloading them, and I think in my case, mine's probably closer to 800 pounds of motorcycle, and you're offloading and loading, you're a little nervous about it.
Do you go up on the ramp?
You go up on the ramp. Ooh. That's a process in and of itself.
Do you roll it or do you motor it up?
Jimmy motored both of them up there because my contention was.
And you were cowering in the corner weeping?
Jimmy, be careful.
I'm a total candy ass when I go. I'm like, Jimmy, you know, I think the lighter of the two of us should probably be doing this exercise. And Jimmy did an amazing job.
Did he pop a wheelie?
Of getting no.
You're like Fonzie.
But your problem is you don't want to crawl up the ramp. You want to go up and they're just me and Jimmy and Mr. Helper from the U-Haul place.
Johnny Guilford.
And he is, and he's like, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, you did Which your impression what, of him yesterday. Everything was, yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's what the 90% of the people, my experience with New Hampshire is that's the way people were up there. It's just like, hey, did you see the solar eclipse? Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
How's your family?
Here's my tip jar. Put some money in the tip jar. Put some money in the tip jar. Do you see the Hells Angels? Welcome to Laconia there. Hi, yeah. Here's some Christian bikers, Hells Angels. Yes, sir. Tip jar.
Hey, Mr. Guilford. Think we should motor the bikes up or try to push them up?
Yeah. So each bike is a roughly what? How many hundreds of pounds?
Mine's a lot heavier than Jimmy's. So's my stomach. But anyway, no, Jimmy's is a little Springer and a little lighter than mine. Mine's a big dresser with you know, all the bells and whistles on it. Mine's like a Barca lounger on wheels. So mine's heavier.
Never heard dresser before.
He gets both up. That's because you're not used to one that's outside of your mother's bedroom.
Of course.
Put it on the dresser.
I thought it was a wonderful high boy.
Put the coins on the dresser. So we roll these things up. We get them into the back of the U-Haul. And then the guy from the U-Haul place straps them in for us. And we assist him by sitting on the bikes and putting the straps where he tells us to put the straps.
How many straps?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Multiples for each of them?
Yeah, well, multiple straps.
Are they strapped to the side or to the floor?
We were told that they only had two of these straps at the dealership, so we had to go down to the Walmart. And at the Walmart, we had to buy new straps.
Okay.
And then when we got the straps back, he said, well, you need these other straps to. It's just he's given us these instructions, and he sends us down to another store. So by this time now, we're making our second trip down, but he's given us his little Cadillac SUV that he's got.
Oh, nice of him.
That's an old late model. It's an older model.
But it's something. You got a motor transportation.
But he's doing that, and we're going down, and we're picking up all this stuff. So we get to the motorcycle store, which is not a Harley dealership, and they've got these little straps that go on the handlebars to stabilize the motorcycle.
Right.
And he said, these will work. And we get in there, and he fastens the whole thing up for us, and we assist him. And then it seems like the bikes are 100% stable.
Sure, that's what it seems.
Yeah, it's hard enough to secure
fall down
furniture inside one of those big cavernous U-Hauls.
That's what I used to do.
Let alone two bikes that have wheels on them.
Well, furniture wants to stay upright.
Yeah.
A chair, a dresser, a proper dresser, Mike.
It was
wants to stay upright, but a bike wants to fall down.
Mm-hmm. Well, but if you secure them properly, I've never done it before.
Okay.
And I didn't know what I was doing. And the guy, we were following the orders from the guy.
Sure.
We were just following orders. So we secure these things, and they seem to be, well, just fine.
Did you buy any bubble tape or packing peanuts?
No, it's not that. You can't do it like that. You
just fill the whole truck with peanuts?
What, an idea.
What you do is you strap these bikes in so that they can't move either way.
Yeah. Now, after this was done, did you do any of the actual strapping or did the guy do the strapping?
The guy did the strapping.
So when you saw it strapped, you probably went up and gave it a shake?
Yeah, well, that's how you do it.
And it looks pretty good.
That's the only way you can measure.
I guess
measure
that's all you can do.
So
are they side by side?
Yeah, they're side by side.
Okay.
Which contributes to the...
Foreshadow.
So we get it. We get them all loaded. We put our stuff. At this point, we said, "Well, we won't put our suitcases or our junk in the back of the truck.
Your junk.
We'll put it in the cab with us." And then we realized there is no room in the cab.
No,
room there's no room. This is so bare bones. There are two cup holders. There is no glove compartment. There is nothing. There is nothing anywhere in this truck other than a steering wheel and a rearview mirror that you don't need because you can't see in the back of the truck
anyway.
Yeah,
it's no radio.
There's
a simple radio? FM radio, I imagine.
You know, I don't think we listened to the radio the whole time down. I mean,
we
really didn't listen to a lot of
gum
radio.
Flapping.
There was a radio. There were roll-up windows, and we get
a
started.
Heater.
It was fine. The air conditioning was a big bowl of okay.
Oh, that's good.
It worked for us. We get on the way. Probably about a half an hour, we're hitting Concord, New Hampshire. We both decide it's a good idea just to stop, and we have to top off the tank anyway.
Who's driving?
I was driving.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I think you're a slightly more aggressive driver than Mr.
Cerrito.
I'm
not driving aggressively. Not with the motors. I was very, very careful.
Well, you drive aggressive. Well, how about this?
Yes,
you've been known to drive aggressively on occasion.
Yes.
Yes.
Not in this particular circumstance because I know that I've got cargo.
And you've driven aggressively on the motorcycle.
Right. No, very rarely.
Well,
do
I remember you actually talked about it here on the air.
When?
And then you've driven aggressively in an SUV. I was witness to that personally.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not driving aggressively.
Okay.
Gentle?
I'm not doing it. I'm very gentle.
Good.
Because I've got the precious cargo.
Right.
But at this
Jimmy
point.
Jimmy Cerrito.
We're going to.
54 miles an hour, right lane.
We decide that it's necessary to take, we might want to fill the truck up with
gasoline,
and take a peek at the cargo to see if everything's okay.
You open it and wolves run out.
We stop at the convenience store. We're getting gas. Jimmy goes to I'm in the driver's seat. Jimmy goes around to the back and I hear him open up the thing and I hear, oh no.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
Expensive copay.
It was
30 minutes in.
30 minutes in. The bikes had fallen over on top of each other.
Now, you didn't hear this?
Nope.
Didn't feel it?
No, you hear a lot of banging when you're driving the truck.
Yeah, you hear a lot of banging in the hotel.
No, it kind of was I think the weight of my motorcycle caused the problem.
No.
At this point, my handlebars appeared to be completely bent.
Oh no!
And then
bad enough when you put your bike down, but I mean.
And then Jimmy went to the front because he's small enough where he can squeeze in between them, and he goes, "Well, looks like there's a little damage here too."
No.
And I look over.
Deductible.
And I got a little light, a front light on my front fender, and that's broken. That's shattered.
Oh.
And I only found out later on when we got him to the Harley dealership here in Manassas that the fender was busted too.
Oh.
That the weight of the motorcycle, it just sort of crushed the fender into the back. It's a lot of weight. The weight is what does it in.
I know that you had to have played this over in your head over and over again. Mm-hmm. When do you think the fall happened?
Probably like minutes after we pulled out.
Just
minutes after we pulled
out. Gone. The kickstand was down?
The kickstand is not down. You secure the bike standing up so that's the way you're supposed to do it.
Wow.
I don't know how you're supposed
to
do it.
That's not how I would have
done it. The guy at the U-Haul dealership told us
how
to do it.
I understand.
That's how we did it, for Christ's sake.
I'm sorry.
Or you just ride home.
So Jimmy, at this point, determines that the particular straps we had for the handlebars were not the right straps to use, and he resecures.
Thanks for telling me now, Jimmy.
He resecures the bikes, though, and he secures them in such a way that they lasted all the way from Concord, New Hampshire to Manassas, Virginia.
Wow.
So Jimmy hit it out of the park.
Attaboy.
Jimmy hit it out of the park. He did such a great job. What Jimmy didn't do is that at the after the bikes were secured, I said, Jimmy, why don't you drive the first leg? Because I'm kind of pissed and burned out.
Yeah, he would have driven aggressively.
And Jimmy says to me, yeah, that's okay. No problem at all. And then Jimmy had not driven the U-Haul yet, gets into the U-Haul, and Jimmy will dispute this forever. Jimmy will say it was a button that was on the transmission that that you press for towing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we're not towing anything. We've got our cargo in the mm-hmm. back of the truck, so we don't have to hit the tow button. But the tow button was on when I started out, too, and this didn't happen. All I know is Jimmy gets in, turns on the accelerator, turns right. on the ignition,
right, starts
and you
it.
Hear you hear... Oh, and I'm like, no. What are you doing? And I look over, and the gas station is located on a hill overlooking a highway with no fence there. And the car's going. I'm like, Jimmy, what are you doing? He's like, I don't know. It doesn't seem to work the right way. I said, Jimmy, Jesus Christ, Jimmy, put it in reverse.
Shut it off.
So he puts it, and he's got it in drive, and he's pressing it. What he's doing, and this is what I fully say, he's got his big Fred Flintstone foot that's on the accelerator and the brake at the same time. The car's going, and I'm looking, seriously, I am looking at the and the car is lurching
forward. It wants
forward.
To move.
It's lurching forward. And
he's braking and gassing.
And I'm going, Jimmy, turn it off or something, for God's sake.
This is what senior citizens do to kill people at the Jesus. Farmer's market.
Oh, my God.
We'll wrap this up when I come back, but I swear to God, I saw my life flash between my in front of my eyes. Sorry, I'm upset. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I think it's the tow button. It wasn't the tow button.
I'm hitting all the pedals and nothing's working.
It was your toe. It was panic.
So he really was hitting both pedals at the same time.
It was scary. This segment of our program is brought to you by Hulu Plus.
Oh, I love them.
We should have watched that one instead. We should have just stayed in New Hampshire for a month watching shows on Hulu Plus.
You can watch Community.
You've tried streaming hit shows on your PC. Now it's time to start your free trial of exclusive content for your living room and on your mobile device with Hulu Plus. TVs, game consoles, Blu-rays, Apple TVs, or your smartphones or tablets. With Hulu Plus, you will get your favorite content anywhere. People are raving about this service.
Love it.
They are loving this. They are not only signing up for the free trial, but they're keeping it because it's awesome. Full seasons of your favorite shows and even full seasons of classic TV shows when and where you want them.
They finally have it. They've done it. They've answered our prayers. HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Now works.
Oh, cool. Yay.
So either or, but TMOS is what we usually use.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you get an extended preview with /TMOS.
And boy, was I a hero when we got back from a week away. Robert caught up on all the wrestling. It was all there for him.
That's
he didn't
right.
miss a single thing.
Monday Night Raw. They've yes. got Saturday Night Live, Community. The list is endless. TMOS listeners can get an extended free trial right now. Just click the Hulu Plus link at MikeO'MearaShow.com or go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS.
Yeah!
I'm glad they changed that. Control what you want to watch, when you want to watch it, and really give it a try. People are raving about this. The list is endless. Give Hulu Plus a free try and do it today. Thank
and
you very much.
And hit both pedals.
Okay, Jimmy will argue this till he dies. He insists.
But the tow button has nothing to do
there
with that.
There is no connection with the no. accelerator whatsoever.
Because I know the exact button he's speaking. It's a standard yes. General Motors thing. It just changes your gearing a little
I
bit.
I made the same mistake to a much smaller extent where you know the accelerator was on as I was pushing the brake. Jimmy was pressing the accelerator and the brake. And it's going. I'm like, Jimmy, put it in reverse. Yeah. And I'm and really.
Scary.
The location of this, we are at a gas tank that is on a bluff that is overlooking a four-lane highway below us. If he had not been able to get himself in some kind of under control, because he's like, I don't know. He's so busy denying what's happening that he's not realizing the car is lurching. It's like jerking
and
forward.
You're just yelling at him.
Any I'm screaming at him. Yeah. I'm saying, Jimmy, what the hell are you doing?
Do you think any of it was because Jimmy was feeling tense?
We were both tense at this point. We realized that our motorcycles have been ruined.
No, they're
in
not
the, in
ruined.
The back
ruined.
Of well, why don't you go over to the dealership right now and take a peek at it?
Well, no, they're fixing them.
They've got a sign there that says ruined.
Ruined.
And, you know, I'm doing my favorite thing, dealing with insurance companies.
You oh,
know
yeah, good yeah, for you.
Excuse me. It's what I love to do. So we get out of the way.
Some of that yesterday.
My heart rate is so accelerated right now after seeing my life flash before me.
Sure.
Because Jimmy's like going, I don't know what this tow button does. And he's,
so he's
blaming it on
that.
The tow
it's
button.
It's the tow button.
Show me any connection that the tow button has to the accelerator. Mm-hmm. And I will say, Jimmy, you were right, I was wrong. But I believe that Jimmy was putting his goddamn buffalo foot on the gas pedal and the brake at the same time.
It'll be okay.
And that wouldn't have mattered even if we were in a different kind of convenience store. Yeah. We were on a hill with nothing in front of us. Yeah. You had to make a sharp left turn or you were going to go down the hill
shooting
and
a plunge Hitchcock into film.
It was ridiculous. It was insane. It was insane. And then but the good news about what Jimmy did do is he secured the bikes.
Right.
And we were on our way, and everything was cool at that point. Everything good. Was fine. We ventured off, and we decided that, I decided where we were going to stop as the halfway point before we got home. We had about 7-8 hours in the truck that day. And we stopped in for Jimmy and Mike's honeymoon in the Poconos.
That is so romantic.
Wow.
No, I just felt we'd had so much non-fun.
Yes.
That I needed some sort of, I had to do something that I enjoyed. I had to give myself something to
look
forward
to.
So
it was treat day.
When I was planning the halfway point.
This was your version of Gatorama
for
this trip.
There was a location in the Poconos that I thought might be appropriate to give me a little something to look forward to.
I don't know too much about the Poconos. Yes. I just remember when I was a child, I would see pictures of honeymoon suites.
Yes.
With like a bathtub shaped like a champagne glass. Yes. But I'm guessing that's not what drew you there.
They've tried to move past that. And that
have
is
they?
Well, they have. I mean, it's
what are they known for now?
They're beautiful. They're not known for beautiful mountains, beautiful scenery. Everything was
May
nice
I make
up
a
there.
Guess?
Okay, Rob's
I'm just going to make a small guess.
Rob's gonna,
on
Rob
my whiteboard.
Me. Rob already knows.
How'd I do?
Rob
Spiewak, thank you. My guest, table games. Legalized gambling in upstate New York. And Mike O'Mara says, I deserve a treat.
Rob Spiewak with the tip in. Knows me well, yes.
That's a transition.
Casino gambling. Thank you, Mount Airy Resort in the Poconos.
God, you know what? I should give you $100 instead of $50.
All his vices came out this past week.
Oh, they did. I'm a man of many of them. I know that. I fully expect that. So we went. We stopped
How much
there.
Money can I get on a ruined motorcycle? Can you give me $80 on this fender?
It was, and Jimmy,
how
pretty
does he
much,
do in a casino?
I wouldn't know. Because I gave him instructions.
So it was into that mode.
I gave him instructions. I said, listen, when we get here, you can do whatever you want. Just we're not doing anything together.
I will see you in the morning.
We saw each other briefly. He would they had a circle bar in the center of the casino, and I would come over and go, how you doing? I'll see you later.
So
that was it.
Let me see if I can paint the picture. You're on a road trip to a motorcycle week, and inside of 4 days, you're in a casino and Jimmy's at a bar.
You make it so hard to be your friend.
We're best buddies. We hugged each other at the end of the trip. We went through a lot of crap together, but we know each other. We know each other backwards and forwards. Yeah. We know each other's tells. We know each other's idiosyncrasies.
That's
we do
tough.
That. It was he knew. God.
Jimmy's just drinking away, drunk dialing Mo. Mike won't hang out with me.
So that was it. And then when we got back here, we offloaded the motorcycles at the dealership, which has a lovely concrete ramp. So that
so
was
it's
easy.
Actually level.
But I couldn't have driven my motorcycle because my handlebars
that
were completely
up.
Bent. And that's when, and then you take it to a dealership when you really want to get the assessment. And those guys are, hey, how positive can they be? Mm. Oh, that's not good.
No. You might want to, we'll work, you might want to exit through the showroom.
Did you put
that's
it down?
Not good. Don't really like that. Boy, that's a problem. Boy, well, that's going to be this. So,
and how did they make you feel when you had to explain how the damage occurred?
I think they've seen it before. I think they've seen that type of thing. The bottom line is, though, I purchased the insurance for the cargo.
Yes, you did.
I did. To the tune of almost
really?
$70. Well, yeah. I didn't. Jimmy did. Jimmy rented the
U-Haul. Oh, so U-Haul, they charge you $70, but now you're covered.
Well, there's nothing. I looked for fine print because you know how insurance companies
are.
I looked for fine print, and the guy at the U-Haul dealership was the guy that helped strap us in.
Right.
So, that was it. We got it there. That's where it stands right now after our wonderful trip to the... Laconia Bike Week. That's
table
about it.
Games.
It was
well. You made it back safe.
I made it back safe, and Jimmy's a wonderful human being. I love traveling with him. I will do it again. We already have planned our next bike experience that we want to do. We're either going to do Sturgis or Daytona next year. That's what
no.
We're
is Daytona
do.
Down there in Florida? That's another bike destination.
Daytona is in Florida. Yeah. It's Bike Week in Daytona. It's in March, and that's when we might do it again.
I would say Daytona's your better.
I think Daytona is going to be it,
and you'll have an 8-month-old then.
That's right, Rob.
Later, Carla. I'll be back in a week.
What I'm saying is you'll be ready for a little break.
I think that'll be probably good timing on that particular thing.
Sure, Carla, appreciate that.
But, my priority is with the family right now.
Of course. Yeah.
You'll Skype in.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hi, Mikey. Good night.
I'd like
put
to.
Put the child in front of the laptop. Yes. It's your father.
This is Uncle Jimmy.
I bought the insurance.
He's drunk.
Before we.
Look, three cherries.
Before we get to the story of Rob and Jabril.
Yes.
Because Rob has experienced a trauma.
I had a really suck vacation.
Yeah. Rob had a crappy vacation. My little problems, I was still doing fun things by riding motorcycles and going to bars and casinos. Rob had a tough break. Before I do that, I just wanted to say thank you to Pony and to Oscar, who were here working on the computer systems yesterday. And Mrs. O'Mara arrived back from the grocery store with her mother. And these two, the Chivalry Twins.
Yeah.
Actually. Went out and helped unload groceries. Can you believe how
Kiss
kind
ass.
That is? I think
she's,
that is it.
She's 9 months pregnant.
I thought it was just a classy move, and it means a lot to me. Right now,
I would have done the same.
I am in the mood where, where somebody does a solid for my pregnant wife, I'm eternally grateful.
That is cool.
We
went to the
Where
diner.
Were you?
I was at
the
dentist.
Oh, that's right.
I was getting my crown.
That's right. Of course.
Yes.
Uneasy lies the head.
And it was filled with rubies.
Was it the season finale?
And Sapphires. No. But you know what the our
Red
friend,
Wedding.
Yeah.
You know what our friend Debbie said?
What's that?
It was probably the sexiest, naughtiest, dirtiest thing that was ever said to me in that dentist chair.
Oh, my. That's saying something.
So Dr. Dana says, okay, the crown's almost ready. Debbie's warming it up for you. And Debbie doesn't miss a beat and says, yeah, I'm sitting on it.
Oh.
And I was like,
wow.
Okay. Yeah, they didn't mean it.
I know,
but
still.
But it sounded kind of
fantastic.
And I'm like, okay, put it in.
I love Thank that. You. Put it all the way
put
in.
Put it all the way in. But anyway, I digress.
Yes.
It was just very nice of you to do that. The other day, I took Carla out for breakfast, and the guy down here at the Yorkshire Diner in Manassas,
yes.
The best diner in Manassas, the guy, there are 20 people that are waiting in the lobby. I went to go park the car, dropped Carla off at the front. I walk into the diner, and Carla's like in the back corner waving at me. I said, what happened? He said, the owner came out to the end of the line and grabbed me and gave me a seat in the back. And I'm like, you know, those kind of courtesies right
God,
now just
I've
mean
had
a
huge stomach for 40 years. I never get that.
You don't get that treatment.
That's fantastic,
it's just,
though. What a class move.
It really, it makes me very happy. And to you, Oscar, and to you, Pony, that was a class move, and that makes
Our
me
pleasure.
Happy. Thank you very much for
Our
doing
pleasure.
That. I'm at that stage now of the pregnancy where I'm hauling a lot of stuff around her because I'm getting nervous about her lifting or touching
Any
anything.
Day, man.
I yeah. heard Mike take a rug upstairs, and all I heard him talking to himself, basically. Because he didn't know I was on this side of the house. He's like, harumph, harumph, harumph. I hope this baby doesn't have allergies. Like, he's talking to himself.
It was a very...
yeah. He still might be decompressing from the trip.
It was a thick carpet.
Yeah.
It was kind of the carpet that's got those fingers of wool.
Oh,
you know?
God. Nothing worse to carry than carpet. All by yourself, too?
Yeah.
That sucks.
And I came to help him, and he had already gone up the stairs, and I just heard him complaining all the way up.
Well, what he probably exactly said, no, said. No, I've got it. I've got it. Leave me. I've got it. Harumph. Harumph. I've got it. Harumph.
Hope the baby
allergies, baby.
All right, let's get to it. You have to break this story to the listeners that love this little guy.
He's been
on the show, and he's been a part of your life for how many years now?
5 years.
Is 5 years.
First moved to Leesburg, and mm-hmm. he was our neighbor one door down. Mm-hmm. And Jabril, mm-hmm. My little guy, he is now in seventh grade, mm-hmm. just finished seventh grade.
Right.
And he didn't have a good go of it at school. He was not, it wasn't anything that he was having trouble, you know, socially. His mm-hmm. grades were okay, but he was struggling.
Right.
And because of that, I didn't see a lot of him this year. Saw a lot of him on the weekends, but he wasn't a constant fixture at my house like he's been in the past. And also, he's getting older. So time at home alone doing homework is better for a 12-year-old than it is for a 7-year-old.
Yes.
And that's really the reason that I always encouraged him to come
hang out.
Yeah,
because I didn't hear a lot about him because I guess he wasn't at your house that much.
But he's still Robert's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you always have that one friend that's been with you through thick and thin, and they've been together as friends for 5 years. And I got a call on the Monday that we were off. And it was the first time I'd heard anything about it. And it was his mom, his hot mom.
What's her name again?
Amina.
Amina.
And she said, Rob? I said, yeah. And she said, I just wanted to tell you that we hadn't really talked about it, but Jabril is, we knew Jabril would be going to Tunisia to see his father this summer.
His summer trip.
Well, right. It is his summer trip.
He's done that before, hasn't he?
Last year he did for 2.5 months, and this is his birth father, not his adopted father, but the man who actually sired him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to Tunisia tomorrow, but he's not going to just visit his dad. He's moving there, and he's leaving tomorrow morning. And
so she just, with one phone call, kind of laid this on that you're the father been kind of his surrogate father.
And the thing that really it just blew my mind is they didn't even tell him. Mm-hmm. Because she said, well, we didn't want to distract him at the end of school with testing and everything. So we just told him this weekend as well. And I said, well, is there a chance we could, like, get together? He said, well, she's got some stuff going on today, but later on tonight he could come over. I said, well, that would be really great. I'd love a chance to.
When was he leaving?
The next day.
Jeez.
I know. And I mean, this
was she afraid to tell you?
I don't know. It could be that. It could be that she was not thoughtful. Maybe
no, it's
she
just these cultures.
She isn't concerned about
my family's like this.
It's ruthless. These cultures. You know, if you weren't Bolivian, you couldn't get away
foreign,
with it.
Foreign. I'm telling you, this is how they roll.
Mm-hmm. But
my parents would have done this. Not tell me. He didn't even get to say goodbye to his friends at school.
He was late coming over. He came over at about 8:30 that night. And I cried. It was just so sad.
He's been a huge part of your life. You've taken him all over the place.
Taking him on vacation,
very, very frustrating.
And it's just
wrestling.
Wrestling. And the hardest thing, and Carrie said it best, she says, it's hard to tell Robert not to cry when you're crying yourself.
Robert
was a disaster. The main reason we went.
It's like Robert's brother.
Yeah, it is like his brother. We went to Iowa. The reason we went to Iowa, it was sort of a coincidence in a bad way. Carrie had booked the trip months ago.
Right.
But Carrie,
you wanted to go during the rainy season.
Of course. Carrie's stepmother had been battling cancer and took a tremendous turn a couple weeks ago and passed away the week before we went out.
This is the week from hell. Mm-hmm. This is a terrible week.
So we were actually pre-booked to be there. They were able to coordinate the funeral around our arrival, which I guess is good. I mean, you
want to be there.
You want to be there. You never want to have to go through a funeral. You never want to go to an Iowa funeral where everywhere you look is some more Jell-O salad.
Yeah.
That's what all the women there. They're women in red hats, and they're bringing Jell-O salad. But
and you know a song you'll never hear at a funeral.
What's that?
I'm so happy.
I'm sorry.
So you didn't get a lot of that from me last week.
No, you had a rough week between the Jabril and then going out for deaths in the family and the flooding in Iowa that you were
in. Oh, we almost missed our plane to the airport. We never made it to the KCJJ side of the state. We were in western Iowa.
Yeah.
And the flooding there were fields that the last time I was there were ripe with corn that are now lakes.
Corn is as high as an elephant's eye.
Coming off their driest year ever, it's their wettest year ever. And just the ground is useless because it's flooded. We wanted to do one sort of fun thing after the week of mourning. And we got Carrie's dad. We spent a lot of great time with him. And actually, that was really valuable.
You like
to
him,
me.
Right?
I love Ed. Yeah. He's the greatest. And he's handling it better than we all thought he would.
You said he's an emotional guy to start with.
He's an emotional guy to start with. But when I showed up with a bottle of Templeton Rye, which they sell at the convenience stores out there.
Nice.
We killed
great place.
A good bottle.
Bottle of whiskey will make all your troubles go away.
We had a great late night of talking.
Incidentally, kids, if you're listening to anything I say on the show today, just write that down. A bottle of whiskey will make all your troubles go away.
Yeah, of course. Right. It might lose your friend $50, but it does help out.
I have found that, you know, I finally straightened myself out. I've seen the light. You know? There was a period of time when I was kind of going away from it, but then
no,
I realized
come back, Mike.
At the end of the day, you know, at the bottom of that bottle, you can find happiness.
Come back to our side. So after the week of mourning, we spent one night in Des Moines, saw some friends there, which was nice. And then I said, I've never been to the place where Carrie's dad was born, which is Winterset, which sounds lovely, doesn't it?
It sounds beautiful. It sounds like something out of Game of Thrones.
And that is also, I mean, it looks like Mayberry, a literal town square.
We're going to Winterset, and we have to get the ice people, or whatever the hell it is.
It's John Wayne's birthplace.
Incidentally, Game of Thrones finale, as crappy a finale as the penultimate episode was great, the finale was just...
What if they had swapped them? Do you think they would have done better?
They totally should have swapped them.
All right. Yep. It was John Wayne's birthplace, so we went a little out of our way and saw the statue of John Wayne, and it was just about as remarkable as you thought it would be, but when you're in Des Moines, it's what you got.
Right.
So we route ourselves home, and I say, you know what? We've got 4 hours to get to the airport. Let's see a covered bridge, because they shot bridges of Madison County out there. So we saw a covered bridge. Great. Now, that's another one in the wind column.
They have those up in New England, too.
So we started to route ourselves, and it says, road closed. I said, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
It kept going. The road is underwater. To the left of me, a house, porch deep in water.
Well, you had actually been aware of the forecasts around the area.
Right.
And you've been watching the news, so you knew what was going on.
It was going, but I thought, you know what, this is just going to be on this road for a couple miles. Right. I don't see anything down the road.
Why?
So I turned around.
Why do you, this happens with everybody, and I apologize.
Okay, not at all.
This happened to me on Sunday night, where they said road closed, and I was like, oh, the sign's got to be old.
Exactly. Yeah.
Why do we always think that?
Because and then
you had a flash flood.
It looks like a rented sign.
You're like, oh, somebody's just messing around here.
And it is not like there's no tape, there's no flashing. Like, oh. I don't believe it. And Carrie says, you know what? I'm with you. Let's go. and what do we pull up to the Pacific. So, okay. So I turn around, and I remember where I was.
Was it moving water?
Not the first time. The first time was standing water.
Okay.
So right. I got on Cumming Road.
Oh, God. Wow.
Yeah.
Were the kids with you?
Yeah.
Welcome to my road.
Yes.
All right. Sing along well.
And so I root back and we go through another road, another standing lake, the third time.
Now, when you use the term root, is that you haven't used that in regular discussions.
I rerouted on the smartphone.
Because I think
GPS.
Of root, you know, I think of Pulp Fiction when they're having a discussion about pork. They eat and root in their own S.
No, that's R-O-O-T.
Okay.
The third time we got to a blocked road, it was the moving kind of lake, like a river that they say, don't ever drive through this because you will die.
You'll be washed away.
But now I'm 70 minutes away from my flight.
Oh,
and
no.
I say, one more try or we're going back and we're rolling the dice. But we did make it back in time. But that whole region is devastated.
Did you, when you came up on the moving water?
Yeah.
Did it look like, you know, I mean, and this is how people die. We don't urge anybody to
right.
do. Did it look like, yeah, I could give it a try.
I could probably make it.
Maybe, except I was in a Chevy Volt.
Oh, no.
And I said, you know what? If I had the Tahoe, I might give it a try.
Wow.
But it was scary. And it's my heart goes out to that region of Iowa because it's this flooding everywhere.
You're going
to
be in touch with Jabril on Skype?
Skype and email and all that stuff.
Nice.
But really the worst part of my vacation with all that stuff was Sunday, Father's Day, having to talk Robert through it. And really, he had like a 1 hour crying jag because with no preparation, his best friend was taken away. But Jabril, I've encouraged Jabril to listen to pieces of this show.
Right.
I love you very much. Oh, and yeah. I can't wait for you to come home. Hope to see you very, very soon.
It's a round of applause for Jabril.
Thanks, buddy.
That's too bad, Rob. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. We've got news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show when we come back.
Stay alive, he says. That's nice. Watch out for the moving water, Jabril.
I think there's a little political turmoil in Tunisia.
I think he'll be fine. He's actually going to be in an all English-speaking school.
Hello, Jabril.
But the thing is, they're moving him to Tunisia. He doesn't speak that language.
Yeah.
He's not even able to communicate with his brothers.
Well, hello, Jabril. My name is Mr. Chips. I'm your headmaster. And you will learn, unlike you learned in that public school system in the United States, you will learn to speak proper English, Jabril. And we will continue to refine your painting.
It's not an art college.
Welcome back to the show. This is a cool new sponsor I want to tell you about.
Yeah.
It's Draft Day, and DraftDay.com brings fantasy games that last for just one day at a time. This is in my wheelhouse, Oscar Santana.
It is.
Draft Day, you can put your sports knowledge to the test, and you can win real cash prizes. Winners are paid out every single night. They've already awarded over $12 million,
what?
And it's completely legal to play. This is DraftDay.com.
Right. Jimmy will be at the bar.
Very cool.
Mike will be playing Draft Day.
Listen about tomorrow. This Wednesday only, Draft Day is offering a free fantasy baseball game. A game, not a season, a free fantasy baseball game. Sounds to me like you draft your team for that day.
Yeah, usually with draft leagues, you have to deal with all this maintenance and BS
right.
throughout the season. This is a day, fantasy draft.
This is exactly what this is what fantasy should be.
It's the best part of the whole thing.
You don't linger the whole season. You come in,
no maintenance.
You have one hit and you get it done. And then and incidentally, they're going to give $100 in cash prizes just for Mike O'Mara Show listeners if you are the big winner. Sign up by Wednesday. That's by tomorrow. Is there a time they have to sign up by?
I would imagine noon would probably be the best time.
Do it today
if you can. Sign up by today at draftday.com and enter the promo code TMOS to get entered, and then you see how your players do.
You'll
right?
be playing. You're a big baseball fan.
Oh, I'm going to draft the whole Red Sox roster.
I think you're going to do I'm going to do tomorrow's.
You're going to do tomorrow's?
I'm going to do the Wednesday game.
And we're going to have one Friday too, right?
Exactly.
Very,
everyone
very
will
excited.
Destroy me because I don't follow sports
okay,
games.
Okay, go to our website and you can link there there and enter the promo code TMOS at draftday.com and then enjoy one day of incredible fantasy fun. I think this is going to be terrific.
You're going to love this.
And you're going to see how, you know, you're putting a team together. You're going to see how your team does, your baseball team for that particular day, and then enjoy it. After you get that draft done, you pick your team and then watch the games that night and say, oh my God, you know, I drafted Dustin Pedroia and he went 4-for-4. Oh my God, I'm going to win $100.
All the fun, no commitment. It's beautiful.
Go to draftday.com and enter the code TMOS to get you entered. Are you ready, Rob Spiewak?
Begin.
All right, let's do it.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
In the interest of any story about Russia, I will use my Russian accent to read this news story that is our headline today. Russian President Vladimir Putin clashed with other world leaders over the civil war in Syria at a tense G8 summit, blocking any mention of the fate of Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad from a final communique to be issued on Tuesday. Isolated at the G8, Putin resisted the attempts by other world leaders, including U.S. President Barack Obama.
Who? What president?
Barack Obama.
Thank you.
To get him to agree to anything that would imply that Assad should step down. What they're basically saying is Putin's standing behind his ally in Syria, and everybody else is pissed off at him. And
not only that, the guy steals rings.
Most people at G8 summit are saying Russia should tone down its support for Assad. And Putin says, in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the F I please.
Tony KGB.
The Washington Post reported on Monday that Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife used taxpayer money to pay for sunscreen and dog vitamins. That's our state.
What?
That's Virginia, everybody.
All right.
And the Republican leader is said to be under scrutiny by the FBI.
Oh,
Not good.
The newspaper, citing spending records it obtained under the Freedom of Information Act, also said that the McDonald's used state employees to run personal errands for their adult children. Isn't it great when you see adult children?
That is great.
Because you know that's just like using it.
Well, yeah. Skippy needs his vitamins.
They also billed the state for, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Deodorant, shoe repair.
What is it, 1940?
I know.
Who repairs shoes anymore?
And a digestive system detox cleanse.
For their adult children?
I love it.
For a little Skippy's colon?
We'll keep you posted on that one, everybody.
I love it.
According to a new analysis of drinking around the world, the U.S. drinks the second most vodka, rum, gin, and whiskey in the world per capita, and it drinks the most tequila.
Ooh.
Yeah, but you know what that means? Next year, number one.
We drink the equivalent of 82 liquor drinks per person per year.
Only that?
All right, well, it's not
Oscar,
you and me, Rob.
Oscar, we need to take him out of the study.
Well, since there are plenty of non-drinkers, the rest of us are making up the difference, and I want to say thank you, boys.
Yeah, you're an outlier.
Appreciate it.
Leaves more olives for me.
This might make it official. It's better to be in prison than have to deal with an ex-wife. This story...
So true.
This is a great story.
You like this one, Mike?
In 1983, Stephen Phillips of Dallas, Texas, was wrongly convicted of several rapes. He spent 24 years in prison until DNA evidence proved he was innocent. In 2009, he got a settlement worth about $6 million from the state of Texas. And his ex-wife, Tracy Tucker, what'd she do?
What?
She filed a lawsuit because she wants to get her hands on some of that money.
Oh, my God.
Tracy defended Stephen when he was accused of the crimes and after he was convicted. But in 1992, after he'd been in prison for almost a decade, they got divorced. Tracy says her rationale for the lawsuit is, quote, he was a victim of a wrongful justice system, and his family was also.
A Tucker.
A court awarded her about $150,000, and Stephen is appealing that decision. He says he's had a ton of legal problems since he got his settlement. Quote, when the cheese is on the table, the rats come out. I don't know if he's got a southern
Mike, anyone who uses any analogy, anyone who uses a cheese analogy automatically gets that accent, even if they're from Boston.
Let me do that again. Stephen says he's had a ton of legal problems. He says, quote,
when the cheese is on the table, the rats come out.
like I'm going to use that.
He spent at least $300,000 in legal fees.
That's a lot of cheese.
Since he was exonerated. And Tracy is the first person in U.S. history to do this.
Well,
the
she's a jerk.
Your toilet seat is secretly trying to destroy your junk. Believe it or not, between 2002 and 2010, there were 13,175 people who went to the hospital because their toilet seat injured their genitalia.
Oh, no.
About two out of three of those cases were toilet seats falling down and slamming onto the delicate male parts.
Well, it happens to me all the time.
97% of cases.
I can't reach.
And this is sad. And this I've got to be aware of these statistics.
Yeah.
In 97% of these cases, it was a child 7 or younger.
Oh.
That's the little guys
that
that have that. So only 5 grown men were hurt last decade by a toilet seat falling on their junk. 3 of them are in this room.
They're all disc jockeys.
Star Magazine claims Demi Moore is getting revenge on Ashton Kutcher by showing her friends pictures of his manhood and mocking its size. Supposedly, she has the images on her phone.
That's nice.
A so-called friend says, quote, Demi is still hurting that Ashton cheated and then rebounded so soon after the split. It could just be the angle, but these photos don't leave a big impression.
Wow. Well, when the cheese is on the table, Mike.
Yes.
The rats are at the door.
These can't taste good, right? Oreo has just released a new limited time flavor for summer. You ready for this
one? Yeah, I like all their flavors.
The flavor is, ladies and gentlemen, watermelon.
I'm intrigued.
No, because you know what? Watermelon is one of those flavors that when a candy does it, it doesn't really taste like watermelon.
It's refreshing.
It just tastes red.
Watermelon Oreos, Rob. They use the vanilla cookies, not the traditional chocolate ones. And in between, you get cream that's half pink, half green, and all watermelon-y.
Yeah, it tastes like nausea. You can keep it.
And now here's a little something-something.
Awesome.
Wild boars aren't only a problem in some rural communities.
Yeah, I saw a lot of them in Iowa.
But now, along the Florida Intercoastal Waterway shoreline, those who use and enjoy the shoreline near Jensen Beach, Florida, are concerned about wild boar carcasses washing up on the beach.
Carcai.
Officials with the Martin County Parks Department say they've seen carcai washing up for some time along various intercoastal shorelines, most likely as a result of illegal dumping. Some people think that these carcai are being dumped by hunters, but everyone agrees, ladies and gentlemen, nobody wants to see a lot of pigs on the beach.
Thank you. It's like a reality show.
There you go. That's news you may not need. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob in the Audio Vault right after this, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment is brought to you by...
Oh, Encore!
Insurance Services, LLC, the people who bring you this show every weeknight on 102.9 WTNT. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. I am still laughing about the pigs on the beach.
I'm still thinking about those cookies. They don't taste anything like watermelon.
They do all the work for you. Encore will help compare rates to help you save. License and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Be sure and thank them for sponsoring TMOS, Encore Insurance Services, at smartterm.com.
Thank
you. Open up the Audio Vault for Tuesday, June 18, 2013.
Did anybody watch the 40th Annual Daytime Emmy Awards this weekend?
Didn't have the pleasure.
Didn't even know they were on. And one of their presenters is, I think, one of the most consistently hot TV personalities, Aisha Tyler.
Yes.
She used to be on Ghost Whisperer, and I think she hosted Short Attention Span Theater or something like that.
And she was a memorable character on Friends.
Yeah, very hot.
Ever meet her in person, Rob?
I never have.
Ever had a chance to interview her in person?
Never have.
I have.
I've seen pictures with you and her somewhere.
Yeah.
Did it move?
She's a stand-up comedian.
She's tall.
She's very tall. She's a stand-up, and I've got a stand-up joke. I don't know what's happening to me at the end of the show. No, we had her on the Kirk and Mike Mordick show.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's where it was.
It was big fun.
Well, nice. She is proving herself to be for someone who can really think on her feet, which you don't see on television.
Yeah, because she's a stand-up comedian. She has the gift.
They were doing the award for, I think Dr. Oz eventually won. It was like best daytime informative show. They handed her the wrong envelope on live television.
Okay. Oh,
wow. Listen to how she handles it. She's great.
And the 2013 Emmy for Outstanding Talk Show Informative goes to... Oh, interestingly enough, this winner is not in this category, but it's exciting to see. And if I read it out, I'm going to give another category away. So I'm just going to put it back in the envelope.
Brilliant. Smart. Smart lady.
I'm just going to find out what the actual... What the,
okay, Mrs. O, sing. Do something, Mrs. O.
Someone's going to bring me another envelope, and it's going to have a lot of money in it and a puppy, because... yeah, this is definitely right. Not the right... apparently,
this is so beautifully handled.
For yeah. Best Informative Talk Show, which they win. I mean, it's a great show. They win all the time. They should have won, absolutely.
Okay.
And totally on the producers.
Great catch. Ladies and gentlemen, there had better be a cocktail waiting on my table. And the winner is the Dr. Oz Show.
That is someone who can do TV.
A dumb person would have punted that completely and would have just willy-nilly read the winner and let the chips fall. And that's brilliantly handled.
Now, this is not brilliantly handled. One of the most unfortunate slips of the tongue I've ever heard. You know, a lot of the big cities in America had their gay pride festivals this past weekend. Yep. I know Baltimore had it. This one is in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Right.
And it's anchorman Bill Lunn, who was doing a tease about their gay pride in the Minneapolis area. Okay. Very unfortunate, Mike.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. That meant the start of the school day for most of us growing up. Tonight, one city debates whether they should end the practice at their council meetings. And here in the Twin Cities, many people celebrate the Twin Cities Pride Festival. Here where events like this were unanimous.
Very unfortunate. Don't you think? I thought so.
It's so blatant.
Oh, my God.
Like, in his head, he was like, oh, these fags everywhere. Oh, we're back on? I pledge allegiance to the fag.
All right, and we talked briefly before the show about how we accept a lot of things, and one of the things we accept, if you're going to do the convenience of a drive-through,
yes,
at a fast food restaurant,
right,
something's going to get screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the price you pay.
Yes.
Here's a guy who's really been fed up.
Okay.
This is really almost like a Michael Douglas in Falling Down.
Is this the guy at the Wendy's?
Yeah, he really doesn't want cheese on his hamburger.
I tried to look at this morning, and unfortunately, they took down the video. So
we have the audio.
The magic of the audio right
this
here.
Is great. He actually leaves his car and approaches the window.
Because they got his order wrong.
Yeah, the man does not want cheese.
I need my money back, and I want it fast. The double hamburger. Is there cheese in hamburger? There's no cheese in hamburger. When you have a cheeseburger, you have a cheeseburger. If you have hamburger, you have hamburger. I want my money back. I want my money back now, and I want it fast. There's not even bacon on this, and not onion on this, and not anything that I asked for. This is such incompetence. I cannot believe it. It happens every time I come here.
Yes.
And I have to be on the set of the Fox NFL Sunday show. Do you know who I am? I'm Terry effing Bradshaw.
There's no onions.
Does it say cheese on hamburger? My God, we've got three grown men on that set that are all over 200 pounds. I have a whole family to feed.
Jimmy Johnson wants nuggets.
Time.com. Please be competent once in your life. Take an order and fill it. I paid more than this. I want $10. You sons of.
Please be competent. A quote often issued at a Mike O'Mara business meeting.
That is ballsy.
Isn't he a big guy, like with a bald head too, that looks threatening?
Big fella.
Imposing.
Well, Mike, he wanted onions register. And bacon, but no cheese.
You know who should be on the other side of that glass? Kevin Spacey in American Beauty.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if you didn't get the order proper. I'm sorry if you didn't like that order.
Now, we talked about Vladimir Poutine in the news segment.
Poutine. You turned him into a Canadian French fry.
Delicious with cheese. It's right. Vladimir Poutine.
Putin.
And have you heard the story about him pocketing the Super Bowl ring?
Yeah, and screw Bob Kraft.
Of course. Always screw Bob Kraft.
I really
am. Oh, why?
I'm Bob Kraft. I'm just Richie Rich with my blue shirt. Of course.
Shocking.
You're a fan.
Of course you're
a fan. He's not even. He's just saying just, that.
He's a scab picker.
I use Gillette.
Hey, Oscar. Bob Kraft is on the line.
Oh, good. Yeah. Hello, Bob.
Mr. Kraft. Hello, Oscar.
Hello, sir.
He's a fan.
Sorry to hear about your Super Bowl ring.
Thank you for your support. Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Kraft, you know what looks great?
What's that?
The white collar on a blue shirt.
I wear it all the time.
Love it.
I enjoy
good.
The six blades.
Vladimir Putin.
It's poutine.
My $16,000 ring.
Does that make you sad? Oh, he's
I
gone.
Hate that guy.
He's just gone.
Right.
But they asked Raven star Terrell Suggs about it,
mm-hmm.
about what would happen if a
Someone
foreign leader
the ring.
Pocketed his ring.
I go get it right back. Go to the top there. Be like, hey, man, you love my ring. I go, I had to go get it. Did he go get it back? No, you can't get it back.
It'd be a civilized conversation.
Nah, he's going to get that back.
He's going to get it back. You think so?
No, he would give me mine back.
Really?
For sure.
You know who Putin is?
Yeah.
He's the president of Russia. He's kind of a scary guy.
That's okay.
You know who the Suggs are?
I know Suggs. A lot of scary guys.
He knows a lot of scary guys.
You know who the Suggs are.
Story has it is that Kraft got a call from the government and said it would be really great if you let him keep it.
Yeah, I think it was back in the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm. It said it would be really, really
great. Like you could cause an international incident. But that is something I have to agree with Terrell Suggs, where that is the moment. That's when you don't let that happen. If you try to be polite, you say, it's like, thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. President. Say, hey.
Yeah, I need it back.
Give me that ring back. I need my ring back.
Now, the one last thing. Today we close with something from The Daily Show. Jon Stewart is taking the summer off, I think, to direct a motion picture.
Okay. He is.
And they've got a guy replacing him named John Oliver. And every day this week, he's had a more and more ridiculous excuse as to where Jon Stewart is. I really liked this one last night.
Welcome. I'm John Oliver. John Stewart still not here. He is at home recovering from a state-of-the-art procedure in which he switched faces with Nicolas Cage.
Face off.
They took his face off.
And that, Mike, is your magic audio song.
Thank you very much, Rob. That's it. We got to get out of here, everybody. Thank you for listening to the show. Today we were brought to you by our wonderful folks at Score Big. If you want to go to a baseball game but you don't want to break the bank, you need to go to scorebig.com, everybody. Every ticket at Score Big, below box office price, guaranteed, and there are never any fees. Great seats, below box office prices, and $15 off with your TMOS code, scorebig.com, the smart way to have fun. Now, on tomorrow's show, we will have a cause that I'd like to jump on the bandwagon. It's been around. It's not original.
You know what you are? You're a bandwagoner, Mike.
I'm a bandwagoner, but based on riding the motorcycle and riding the highways and byways of Northern Virginia, I'm ready to say F it.
I know what the cause is. Improved straps.
Thank you, Rob. That's right. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Now that the show's over, don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Hulu Plus and start watching your favorite hit shows right now. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the Hulu Plus banner for your extended free trial or go to HuluPlus.com/Mike. Again, click the Hulu Plus banner on MikeO'MaraShow.com or go to HuluPlus.com/Mike.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.